Here's What Am I Offered? An interesting and novel combination of auction, quiz show, and Bob Dixon. Bob's here every Saturday at noon as an auctioneer and quiz master, and he's the fellow to tell you how this show works, so listen to Bob Dixon.
Thank you very much, Russ Dunbar. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Today, we are playing the game again, What Am I Offered? We have a lot of wonderful articles up here on the table, everything from bridge lamps to Claridge food products, which are extremely delicious, I might add. We're going to auction them off, starting right now. Now, there's only one point I want you to remember, and that is that if you win the bid and come up here to the microphone, we're going to ask you a question. If you answer it correctly, you will get the article that you bid on without paying for it. However, if you don't answer it correctly, you must pay for the article, and that payment will be our little jackpot and go on the next article. So whoever wins the second one will receive that money as well. So let's start right now. Russell, what do we got first? Oh, yes. We have two Dan River sheets, two Dan River pillowcases, a $726 total retail value right here. What am I offered, ladies and gentlemen, for two sheets, two pillowcases, the wonderful Dan River Mills product? Start the bidding right now. I hear 50 cents. Do I hear more? A dollar? I hear a dollar. Do I hear more than a dollar? Dollar and a half, the lady said back there. $1.75, $2, $2, the lady said. Do I hear? $2.50, I hear. Do I hear more? $3, the lady over to the right. Three and a quarter here. I hear three and a quarter. Do I hear more than three and a quarter? Four, the lady says. Four, she's bidding against herself now. She said three and a quarter and four. Do I hear more than four? The lady said $4.50 over here with a wonderful yellow print dress. $4.75 back here again. Do I hear more than $4.75? $4.75 once, $4.75 twice, and sold to the lady in the front row for $4.75. Come right up here, madam, will you please? Hello, how are you? Say, you were bidding against yourself one time there. Do you know that? Huh?
I didn't realize that.
You didn't? Well, you got so excited, you mean?
That's right.
We have a question we're going to ask you, but first we'd like to know, would you introduce yourself to me, please, ma'am?
Certainly. Edith Spaulding.
Mrs. Spaulding?
That's right.
Yes, and you are from?
Washington Heights.
Washington Heights. You have a family?
Yes.
Consisting of?
Three children.
Three kids.
I'm married.
You can say kids. One married?
They're all adults.
The rest are married?
No, just one.
One. They're willing to be married.
Oh, yes.
Sure. All right. Now, Mrs. Spaulding, here's your question. If you answer it correctly, you won't have to pay that $4. Was it $4 you bid?
$75.
$4.75.
Yeah, I won't take out of the 75.
Thank you very much. You're an honest lady. $4.75 right. You won't have to pay for the two Dan River sheets and two Dan River pillowcases. And here's the question. In what state was General Eisenhower born? In what state was General Eisenhower born? I'm sorry, I can't give you any hints. In what state was General Eisenhower born?
Was he born in Ohio?
No, I'm afraid not, Mrs. Spaulding. He wasn't born in Ohio. You get your Dan River sheets and pillowcases just the same, but you must leave $4.75 up here. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Spaulding has made it possible for us to offer you a box, a complete box of 24 bars of Almond Joy, Peter Paul's Almond Joy, worth $2.40. Plus $4.75, which is on top of the box. So, you see, we're doing pretty well this morning. All right, what am I offered for Almond Joy, Peter Paul's Almond Joy, 24 bars?
A dollar,
I hear. Do I hear more than a dollar? A dollar and a quarter, the little girl said back there. She knows what's good. Dollar and a half, the lady says over here with a wonderful bread bowl. $1.75, I hear. Do I hear more than $1.75? $2, the lady said. $2, do I hear more than $2? $2 and what? Two and a quarter, the little girl says. She likes candy. Two and a quarter. Two and a quarter, do I hear more? Going once. $2.35, I hear. Do I hear more than $2.35? $2.35 once, twice, and sold for $2.35. We cannot go over the retail price of the article. So would you come up here, please, ma'am? You have a box of Almond Joy, Peter Paul's Almond Joy. Do you have kids in your family?
No, I don't.
Do you like candy?
I have lots of neighbor kids. They all call me Grandma.
Do they?
Yeah.
Grandma what?
Grandma Strite.
Grandma Strite? Where does Grandma Strite live?
I live in Irvington, New Jersey.
Oh, you do?
Uh-huh.
I wonder if any of the kids are listening over there this morning, Grandma.
I don't know. One of my neighbors next door, but she, her child has grown up.
Oh, I see. Grown-ups like Peter Paul's Almond
Joy.
Sure they
do.
Sure. Don't you like them?
I certainly do.
Well, all right. Now, we're going to ask you a question, Grandma Strite. And if you answer the question correctly, you will get the the whole box of Peter Paul Almond Joys plus $4.75. Okay. Here's the
something.
You like that, eh? All right, here's the question. At what school was General George Marshall a star football player? General George Marshall, you've heard of him, of course, haven't you?
Yes, I've heard him, Marshal.
Yeah. Well, there's a very famous school that he played football at. Now, what was the name of the school?
Name of the school.
Matter of fact, I'm very proud to say it's my alma mater, too. I'm awfully proud to say so.
You mean the university?
Well, yes, the name of the college or university or whatever you want to call it that he played football at. It's a college type. You remember the name of it? You'll have to hurry.
The University of Ohio?
No, I'm sorry, Grandma Stride. It wasn't the University of Ohio. It was Virginia Military Institute.
Oh.
And I'm very proud to say that I am I'm one of its boys.
Oh.
But, Grandma Stride, we have for you a box of Peter Paul's Almond Joy just the same at $2.35. I'm going to need an adding machine if you... So take the box of Almond Joys over to the neighbors over there in New Jersey and have a lot of fun. And now we have a... Now we have something that's really good, and I think the men should come forward this time. We have 6 cans of Claridge corned beef hash. Mmm, and is it delicious? Boy, I'd pay $1 a can for this stuff. 6 cans of Claridge corned beef hash, and on top of that, we have $2.35. Somebody keep track of this for me. We have $2.35 plus $4.75. Russell, will you figure that out? Huh?
Mmm, I'm a... $5 and, About 10 cents.
$5.10 plus 6 cans of Claridge corned beef hash. What do I offer for 6 cans? 25 cents. I have the bid. 25, do I hear? The lady says 50.
$1.50.
$1.50, the lady. $1.50 for 6 cans of Claridge corned beef hash, and it's worth it. Wonderful, delicious corned beef hash. Do I hear more than $1.50? Do I hear more than $1.50? $1.50 once, $1.50 twice. Going for $1. I'm sorry, lady. The gong had sounded. Going for $1.50. The lady way back there with a wonderful white pom-pom on her hat. Come on up here. We want to talk to you. Oh, me. Too bad we can't let you. Huh? Oh, there are pink roses on your hat? Well, come on up here closer to me. Okay. What you got in your hand there?
$2.
Oh, you got, I see. Uh-huh. You are who, please?
S.E. Smith.
You're S.E. Smith?
Yes.
And Mrs.?
Miss.
Oh, Miss. Where are you from, Miss?
I'm from Georgia, but I live in New York now.
How long have you lived in New York?
Oh, about 100 years. No, I've been here 27 years.
Come on. 27 years in New York, but you're originally from Georgia.
Yes, that's right.
You like auctions?
I think I do. It's the first one I've been to.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, I know. You have some wonderful Claridge corned beef hash coming to you. If you answer the question correctly, you get it for free. Now, here's the question. What well-known New Yorker... Now, you've been in New York 27 years.
I don't know. Must
yeah.
be out
What there. Well-known New Yorker once held all of these offices? He was Republican Secretary of War, he was Democratic Secretary of War, and he was Republican Secretary of State. A well-known New Yorker. A well-known New Yorker.
All I could think of was Al Smith.
Well, he was well-known, too, but I'm sorry, that's not the correct answer. It was Henry Stimson. You've heard of him, haven't you?
Oh, I know him.
He's now retired, and he's living over on Long Island now.
Yes.
Some of you Long Island people should have known that, too, probably. Well, here is your 6 cans of Claridge corned beef hash at $1.50, I think you bid on it. And, Russell, what does that bring our total up to right now?
Brings it up to $8.60, I think, Bob.
$8.60? Well, for goodness sake. And now our next item that we're going to display. And look, there's a little girl here in the audience. She wants to see this. There's several little girls here. Yeah. It's a wonderful baby carriage. A doll carriage, I might say. It's called the Super Princess. Super Princess doll carriage. And it retails at $9.95. It's, a matter of fact, been approved by Parents Magazine, I understand. Wonderful thing that your husband is small enough, you can rock him to sleep in it. Where is this doll carriage, Russ? Bring it out here and hold it up so everybody can see. It's got a sun visor. It has a beautiful permanent paint finish, and it's got heavy gauge steel frame. And it's a real super doll carriage. Super Princess, it's called. What am I offered for this Super Princess doll carriage? $1 I have. Do I hear more than $1? $2, the lady says. Do I hear $2.10? Do I hear $2.10? Do I hear $2.10 for the $2.40, the gentleman said. Did you say, is that right, sir? $2.40 I have. Do I hear more than $2.60, the lady over here. $2.60 I have. Do I hear more than $2.60? $2.75 I have. $75. $2.75 I have. Do I hear more than $2.75? $2.80, the lady said over here. Do I hear $2.90, the gentleman said. Do I hear $2.95 I have. $2.95. $3, the gentleman said. Do I hear more than $3? $3.10, the lady said. 315 I have now. 315. Do I have more than 315? 315 once, 315 twice, and sold to the gentleman back there for $3. I mean the lady, I'm sorry. Did you say? All right, sir, come right up. For $3 and what was it, sir? 15 cents. All right, come right up here. We have a question for you. Say, why were you bidding so hard on this doll carriage, sir?
Well, I have a little girl, and she's very much interested in getting a doll carriage.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I was looking at some last night.
Oh, you were... Well, you can't get a better one than this super princess here. You know that. I mean, I rocked my 10 children to sleep in one of those things many times. Now, what is your name, sir? We have
My name is John Whaley.
Mr. Whaley, you live...
In Brooklyn.
Uh-huh. And you told us about a little girl, but do you have any more?
Oh, yes, I have 3 little girls.
Oh, you're going to have a problem when you get home with this. How are you going to iron that out?
I suppose I have to lock them each one half of the day or something, huh?
That's never going to work, sir. No, that's not going to... Well, maybe it will. I don't know. How do you arrange things when you only have one with 3 little girls?
Well, I tell you what, one's only a little baby, so she won't be interested. The other's too big. She won't want it. And so it'll just be for the middle one.
That's simple. How old is the too big one?
Well, the big one is 10.
Uh-huh. She doesn't like dolls.
No, she's past that stage now.
Yeah, what's she like now?
Comics.
Comics.
You read comics.
I read those. I'm never too big for comics. Well, here's your question, sir. And if you answer it correctly, you not only get the Super Princess doll carriage, but you get how much, Russell, now?
$8.60.
That's a bargain. All right. Now, here's the question.
Here's the question. Come on back here. Come on back.
Name President Roosevelt's 5 children, their first names. Name President Franklin Roosevelt's 5 children. Now, no prompting, please. All right, sir, go ahead. Oh, sure. Some are in the paper every day.
Franklin?
Franklin's 1.
Elliot?
2.
John?
3.
And Eleanor?
No, Eleanor's the mother.
Oh, that's a...
Yeah. You have 3 now. You have Franklin, John, and Elliot. 2 more. Almost there. Franklin, John, and Elliot is right. And there's 2 more. Can you think of them, sir? You're doing fine up to now. 2 more.
There's a daughter.
Yeah, you're right. I'll concede that, but what's her name? Franklin, John, Elliot, and a daughter. Can you think, sir? Time is going by. You have about 3 seconds more.
No, I'm sorry. I don't know.
Well, I'm sorry, too, sir, but the 2 names that you missed are Anna... And James. You almost got there. However, there is your princess doll, your super princess doll carriage right there, sir, and I hope that little girl has lots of fun with it. And the $3.15 is now added to the amount we have on hand.
And it's $11.75.
$11.75 we have now, and the next article coming up, next article is a beautiful lady's wallet. It's right here. I want you all to look at it. It's a beautiful red lady's wallet with a retail value of $5. It's a Nash undercover wallet. It's a real red leather lady's wallet. What am I bid for this beautiful? 50 cents I have to. 60 cents, 75 I have to. $1, the lady in the front row says. Do I have more than $1? This is a retail value at $5. $1.10 I hear back there. $1.15, the lady in the yellow dress says. $1.25, I have $1.25, do I hear? $1.40, the lady said. Do I hear more than $1.40? $1.50 I have. Way in the back row, $1.50. Do I hear more than $1.50? $1.50 once. $1.60, the lady said. Do I hear $1.65? Do I hear $1.65? I've got $1.60. Do I... yes, ma'am? $1.75. $1.75 I have. Do I have more than $1.75 once? $1.75 twice. And sold to the lady back there for $1.75, a retail value at $5. That's really a bargain. My goodness, it's a beautiful thing. Got a calendar in it. Place to put all your club cards and licenses and everything else. Come on over here, ma'am. I got to talk with you for a little while. How are you?
Just fine, thank you.
Did you need a wallet?
Yes, I do.
This is very pretty. Would you like to look at it? It's yours. It's yours anyway. Go ahead. Take it. Isn't that nice? It's really what they call a Nash undercover wallet. If you see, it zips all the way around so that nothing falls out. Who are you, please, ma'am?
I'm Elizabeth Summers from Danville, Illinois.
From Illinois?
Yes.
How did you stray so far in this heat?
Oh, I have a friend here, and I'm to be here now till September.
Oh, and fine. You better get used to the heat then, I guess.
Yes, I think so.
Is it warm out in Danville, Ohio?
Illinois.
Oh, Illinois, I'm sorry.
Yes,
Illinois.
It's warm there, too. I understand now, though, it's only about 80. The heat wave has come east.
Hmm. Apparently it has. You're right. Well, I have a question for you, and I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Summers.
Mrs. Summers. Mrs. Summers?
Miss.
Miss, I have a question. What do you do, Miss Summers?
I teach school.
Do you? Come on over here, Clarkie. Come on. What? What do you teach?
Oh, I teach English in the high school.
Uh-huh. Out in Danville?
I teach in a little town out of Danville. The town is Westville, Illinois.
It's not one of those schools where there's all 8 grades in a high school in one room.
No, it's larger than that.
How long have you been to... No, I'm not going to ask you that question. Well, now, here's your... Oh, a school teacher, I'll bet you can answer this all right.
Probably not.
Wait a minute, now, let's recapitulate a minute. You have a Nash Undercover wallet that you bid $1.50 for. $1.75 for. We have on hand now our cash disbursements of the moment. Our total what, Russell?
$11.75.
Now, that's what you get if you answer the question, Miss Summers, and here it is. What is Babe Ruth's real name?
Oh, I knew I get something on sports or music.
You don't like sports or music?
Well, his last name is Ruth.
Mm-hmm. What's his real name? I read you the Ruth part.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
The last part I've always known is Ruth.
That's right. But he had 2 other names. Now, what are they?
I'll take a chance because I don't know.
All right, what are they?
I'll say William.
No, it's George Herman. You couldn't have missed much, Miss Summers, but nevertheless, you have this $5 Nash Undercover wallet for $1.75, and I hope you have lots of fun with it. Thank you, Miss Summers. Now, ladies and... you hold it, Russell. We're about to auction off, ladies and gentlemen, something which you may like. I don't know. It's champagne. It's Tierra champagne, the champagne of memorable moments. It's wonderful champagne, and the retail value is about $5 a bottle, as near as I can figure it out. That's right. So how much am I offered for this? Wait a minute. Lady, let me say it. Well, yeah, I want to say it. How much are we offered for this bottle of Tierra champagne? 75 cents, I hear. Do I hear more than 6? $80, I've got $1. $1.10, I have. Do I hear $1.20? $1.50, the lady said. Do I hear more than $1.50? $1.75, I've got. Do I hear $1.80? $2. I'm up to $2 now. Do I? What? $2? $2? $2.10. $2.10 I have. Do I hear more than $2.15 I have? $2.15 it is. $2.15, $2.20 I hear. $2.20 over here, do I hear more than $2.20?
$2.25.
$2.25. Do I hear $2.35? $2.35? Do I hear $2.35? I have $2.25. $2.25 once. $2.25. $2.30 I have. $2.30 I have. Do I hear $2.35 or $40? I'll even accept $40. Do I hear $40? $2.40, the lady said. $2.40. $2.45 back there. My goodness, this is Tierra champagne. Wonderful Tierra champagne. $2.40 I have. Do I hear $2.45? $2.50. $2.50 is the bid. $2.55. Do I hear $2.75? $2.55 I have. Do I hear $2.75? $2.55 once.
$2.75,
the gentleman in the front row says. Do I hear more than $2.75? $2.75 once.
$2.80.
I have $2.80. $3. $3.15
is the bid from the lady back there. She will not be undone. $3.15.
$3.20
I have. Too bad I can't keep this money over here, Russell. $3.20 I have. Do I hear 3 more? $3.20 once? Twice? $3.25, the lady said. Thank you. $3.50, $3.50 I have, $3.50 once, $3.60, the gentleman says, $3.60, do I hear more than $3.60, $3.60 is the bid, do I hear $3.75, $3.60, $3.65, $3.55 once, twice, and $3.60, $3.65, the lady says, she's taking it up from where the other lady left off, $70 I have, $3.70, $3.70 once, $375 is the bid. $380 I have now. $380 do I hear? $385. Yes. Do I hear $4? Do I hear $4? $385. $390 I have. $390 do I hear? $395. Four I have to stop coaching him, lady. Four. Do I have $4? $4 once?
Four, five.
$4, $5. 410? 410 I have. 410 is the bid. Would you care to go any further? 415? 411. I'll accept that. $4.11. 415, the gentleman says. Do I hear more than 415? 415 I have. Once, twice. Beg your pardon? 420 is the bid now. Four and a quarter is the bid. 4 1/4. Do I hear 425? I heard 425. Do I hear 430? 430. 4 1/4 once, twice, and sold to the gentleman in the front row for $4.30. Come on.
Well, now look, we have on deposit right now, Russell.
$13.50.
We have $13.50 on deposit. Sir, you have just purchased yourself a bottle of Tierra champagne, and I assure you you've got a bargain even at
$4.25. $4.25.
It was hard work. You had a lot of female competition. But I'll tell you, you know, in view of the fact that the lady was assisting you so well, we could... Well, you can decide that later, what you want to do with the bottle. I have a question for you, but first I think we ought to become acquainted. Your name is?
Lloyd Converse.
And Mr. Lloyd Converse, you are from?
Montreal, Canada.
I mean, you left that nice, cool country to come
that
down.
What?
Isn't it cool?
It's worse than here.
Well, I'm glad you came then.
So am I.
You, what do you do up there, Mr. Converse?
I just graduated from McGill University.
Oh, yeah, sure. And graduated as what?
As a Bachelor of Science.
Uh-huh. And now you're intending to do what?
I'm not sure yet. I'm still looking around.
What are your likes, then?
I don't know.
Besides women, I mean, what are your likes?
I'm getting sales work in some company.
In the United States or Canada?
Wherever I can get in.
Well, he's not fuzzy at all. Well,
no,
I better give you
a
question, Mr. Converse. Now, here is the question. And remember, if you get this question correctly... you get the bottle of champagne, the Tierra champagne, without paying for it, and you also get all of this accumulated money that we have here. You don't care about that.
No.
All right, here's the question. What was the first name of General Patton, old blood and guts he was called?
George.
George is right! Mr. Congress of Montreal, you have a bottle of champagne free, and you have how much do we have, Russell? $13.50. You did well. Congratulations.
I don't know how my funds are running down on my vacation.
Well, your vacation is well taken care of right now. And there is the bottle of champagne. And thank you very much. Come and see us again.
I thank you, sir.
Right. My goodness. Now we back again. We have 24 Almond Joys. Peter Paul Almond Joys. I think there's 24. Let me look. They look awful good, don't they, Russell?
Sure.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, sure. There's three layers there. And they're worth 10 cents a piece, I'm told. And I'll be very glad to share these with whoever buys them. Now, what am I offered, please, for Almond Joy? 25 I have. 30. 45. 50, the little girl. 50. 55. 75, the young gentleman. $1. $1 I have. Do I hear one more than a dollar? A dollar once?
$1.05,
the little girl said. $1.06. Oh! We've got a young gentleman and a little lady back there. $1.06. $1.10 I have. $1.12.
$1.15.
$1.60.
$1.70.
We got 20. 20, we have 20. 20. 25, we have $1.25. $1.25, do I hear more? 26. $1.27. Do I hear $1.28? 28, I have $1.6. 29, I have here. Do I hear more? $1.30, I've got. $1.35. $1.35 once, twice, and sold to the gentleman right over here for $1.35. Come right up here. Come on over here. He's just the man I want to see. How are you? Glad to see you. Who are you?
Tim Goff.
Tim?
Yes.
Where are you from, Tim Goff?
Plainfield, New Jersey.
Are you?
Yes.
Hey, somebody else is here from Plainfield, New Jersey.
That was me.
That was you. Are you here alone today, Tim?
No. Nope.
Who's with you?
My grandmother.
Your grandmother's here? Where is she? That's not your grandmother.
Yes, it is.
That's your mother.
That's my grandmother. My mother's home.
She isn't old enough to be your grandmother.
My mother's home working in the garden.
Your mother's home working in the garden,
yes.
Tim? Does she mow the lawn and stuff?
No, I do that when I'm home.
You do that when you're home, but she tends to the garden.
Well, my father does that sometimes.
But don't apologize for him. It's all right. I mean, if any man who can get his wife to do it, is my estimation, is all right. Now, Tim, we have a question here for you. If you answer it correctly, you get all of these Almond Joys of Peter Paul's free, you know. Here's the question. In what state was Abraham Lincoln born? No, just no prompting. In what state was Abraham Lincoln born, Tim?
Kentucky?
Kentucky, yes! There's your box of Peter Paul Almond Joys. Absolutely free, Tim. What are you going to do with them?
Eat them.
Well, don't forget the little girl back there who helped you. Go on back and sit down, Tim. Thanks a lot. Give the boy. Okay, now we have a... Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we have something now that I think you all like. It is a beautiful table lamp, a very gorgeous thing, furnished by the Washington Upholstery and Furniture Company, 7 Springfield Avenue, Newark, New Jersey. They're manufacturers, designers, and decorators of living room furniture since 1889. And we'd like to recommend that you call Mitchell 28550 for the answer to any home furnishing needs. Here is this wonderful lamp, a retail value of $16.50. What am I offered?
$1.
$1 I have. Do I hear more than a dollar? Dollar and a quarter, the lady says. Do I hear more than a dollar and a quarter? Dollar and a quarter is a bid. $1.35. Oh, let's hear $2. This is worth it. $2. Do I entertain a bid for $2?
$2.
$2, the lady says. Do I hear $2.50? $2.50. The lady says, $2, do I hear $2.50? This beautiful table lamp, very wonderful thing. Put it on the table. Father comes home at night, give him his slippers. He sits down, reads the paper, goes to sleep. He doesn't need a light, but it looks pretty in the daytime. $2.10? I have $2.50. Do I not? $2.50? Yes, $2.50 is the bid. Do I hear $2.75? $2.75 I have. Do I hear $3? $3. Do I hear $3? $3. $2.75 is the bid. Do I have... What's the matter? Don't you like this wonderful table lamp over here? It's a beautiful thing. It's really very lovely. I'll even put a bulb in it for you. $2.75. $2.80. Do I hear $3? Do I hear $3? $2.80 is the bid. Do I hear $3? $3, the lady said here. Do I hear more than $3? $3 and a half. $3 and a half. Do I hear $3.50? $3.50. Three and a quarter. Do I hear three and a quarter? $3. Three and a quarter, the lady said. I have three and a quarter now. I'd like to hear at least $3.50. Do I hear $3.50? $3.50. Three and a quarter I have. Do I hear $3.50? Three and a quarter. I could talk like this all day. It wouldn't do any good. Three and a quarter once. Three and a quarter twice.
$3.30,
the lady says back here. $3.30 I'll take. Do I hear more than $3.30? $3.30 is the bid once. Twice. And sold. The lady right back there with a little girl for $3.30. Come right up here, ma'am. You really got yourself a bargain this morning, didn't you, huh? You know what a bargain is?
Well, it's something I never get.
Don't you really? You know, a lady told me one day, she said, every woman likes a bargain, but none of them like to be told she's wearing one. Is that a fact, don't you know?
That's right.
Who you are, please?
Mrs. Clausen.
Mrs. Clausen from?
Amarillo, Texas.
Well, for goodness sake, congratulations. I heard of Texas. Is it still in the Union?
Well, the Union's still around.
I knew that answer was coming up, Mrs. Clausen. What are you doing so far away from home? Are you on your vacation?
My husband's in school at Columbia.
Oh, good for you. And you're living in New York now?
Yes.
Do you have an apartment?
Actually.
So, you do, huh? Would this little this table lamp here fit in the apartment real well?
I think that would fit anywhere.
Well, I think it would, too. Now, here's the question. And
make
if you
easy.
Answer it...
Hmm? Make it easy.
Well, it's on a piece of paper here. I can't answer any of these myself. We have another. What man, Mrs. Clausen, whose father was a Republican... Would you know about... Are there any Republicans in Texas?
No, Texas is
there. Well, what man whose father was a Republican, Secretary of Agriculture, later became a Democratic Secretary of Agriculture. He's quite a prominent man. As a matter of fact, you hear quite a lot about him.
The Secretary of Agriculture?
Well, not, no, I don't know. I don't think so. What man whose father was a Republican Secretary of Agriculture later became a Democratic Secretary of Agriculture?
Wallace?
Yes, Wallace. That's right. Well, Mrs. Clausen, there's your table lamp to take back to your apartment. Where is your apartment, by the way?
401 West 118th
Street. It is, huh? Well, there it is. Take it right back there. We'll pack it up for you right after the program so that you can take it back more easily. Thank you very much, Mrs. Clausen. It's just about time for us to go today, ladies and gentlemen. Unfortunately, we have no money to carry over to next week, do we, Russell? Mr. Converse of Montreal took every dime we had saved all during the program. But we're glad he did because he needs the money on his vacation. Well, next week at this same time, 12 o'clock noon here at WOR, we'll be back again. We'd like very much to invite all of you to come down and see us again, and all to bring your friends, too. You're not going to need tickets. Come in anyway. We'll have a lot of fun. We'll have a lot more grand prizes, and at the same time, I think we'll hope the weather isn't so hot then.
We had a fine time today. Thank you all for being such nice people. Goodbye. And by the way, if you'd like to attend the show some Saturday afternoon, drop a line to Bob Dixon, WOR New York 18. There's no charge, of course. We hope you'll be listening again next Saturday at noon for What Am I Offered? Russ Dunbar speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.